The more we talk about it, the worse it seems to get.
Yeah, something too long, you know, and they
never want to have them. Frankly, you never want to have them. After I finish, that should be it. Because it's always an anticlimax to have people get up and gas on and on and on about we're so proud.
What's the time to do it? Is before, is after the singing, and before you get up. It's not protocol, I'm sure. Properly, but I don't know why a guest can't rise and say, Mr. President, if I may present, I'd like to speak for all of us, and then say for about, you know, our great pride in what you've done and our satisfaction in having been a part of helping this administration and all that. And gentlemen, I ask you to join me in a toast to the President of the United States.
All of them will obviously make that much difference.
No, it doesn't.
They have such a big time.
They really do, and the breathing means a lot.
They all lived up, you know what I mean? They all feel that they was all worthwhile. That's what the degree is for. They both nice, I think.
Well, you're...
They both nice.
That is just great.
I think it sort of moves them.
Oh.
I used a lot of the night before.
Yeah. Very useful to you and to them. it's off the record.
Right.
And as long as it doesn't get into a thing, you know, where you're not doing it, where you're not being tracked. If it's at your initiative, neither of them asked for it, but I said, you had asked. And they said, well, if the president wants it, I said, you had felt that it would be helpful to you just to have a chance to talk to them and to one of them and get a general feel of what you ought to know that you can't get from the official reports on a personal basis.
Good. Yeah, I want to do it. I don't want to just get it more. I want to see it more.
Well, I think you should. And that's what they... They're both available on call. Would very much want to come.
Maybe I should find what we can do.
Probably better not to have them on a weekend because of their kids being home from school. The one thing they both, it's obvious they're just, you know, spending every second. Like one of them said, I would hope I wouldn't have to come on March 28th, because that's the day my son graduates from college, and I've missed so many graduations, and I hate to miss that one. He said, well, of course I will, if that's it. And I said, good Lord, if you have anything.
Well, I probably didn't see you decide.
They think it's a suit, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you should, because you think it's a
suit.
I'll tell you, they're so anxious, they would be, they're, Jesus, they're, you know, they, especially Denton, is so, like I said, I just can't tell you the feeling I have for the president. What
are you, they would be more for them to come to this office.
That's right.
We'll have it here. That's right. Well, let's see one.
Shape next week.
Tomorrow, I think, well, I'm thinking of the press thing, though. We've got to get that. I want to do that. I
really want to. We're thinking of doing it Thursday.
Well, we got it clear as we can. Yeah. The one thing I said to me,
Keyes, in his new consultative role, I have asked to come to the evening at the White House and to the Sinatra evening, so he can see how these things. He's never been to a
meeting also.
Well,
right, Lucy will
be there.
Right.
Okay, they're pretty well set.
All right.
So, those two, I think, but we'll see.
Thank you.
the afternoon.
Well, aren't you ready? Unless there's something else you would be looking for. Let's plan the press thing, then you would have the book ready Thursday, Tuesday night, Thursday night. I think that's good. Keep Wednesday clear. How about that?
Could you do it in the morning then, Thursday?
Yeah, you can. 11 o'clock. Yeah, okay, we'll do it.
And get Denton and Reisner in on Monday.
Nevertheless, I've done the Superman.
Yeah, well, I can see.
see tonight, paraphrase.
And you didn't meet the superman anyway.
I paraphrased the other one where he said that he didn't write, he'd say he was great voice. He said part of that. Anyway, that whole letter has a powerful impact on people, and particularly coming at the end of that kind of remark.
Yep.
And a view of the world and so forth. It's an evening of all remembrance. They'll remember that far more than an evening in the White House, far more than a dinner, won't they?
Yep. Yeah, because it's personal. They felt it was personal. They felt they had an insight into what you were really trying to do, what you thought. I had a long talk with Conley, and he is all set to switch.
Yes.
Yeah, and he says, I made a mistake. I should have done it 2 weeks ago, but I got all screwed up on some other things, and I just didn't get everything in place, and I didn't make the move.
I know.
He said, I'm too late now. And I said, you're not too late, but you're getting down to the point where you're, you know, it's
speculating too much.
Getting to be a problem. And he said, I've got to set up, and then George Christian's going to come with me.
What about others?
And I said, I know you're talking to Jeb, and he looked a little surprised.
Yeah.
And I said, Jeb could be very helpful to you, but let me suggest that we've got him over in the Commerce Department slot now, that you should openly get him involved with you until after all these hearings are done. Because I said, don't let any of this crap scrape off on you.
I don't want him to go to him because I would want Conley to have to let him go.
Right. We got Jeb taken care of. He's in Commerce. And he can make any commitment he wants to you down the road. But for now, just steer clear. I also said steer clear of Colson.
Colson can work for him privately. He's not much time to work with him.
That's what I said.
The other way. But he's in good shape, is he?
Conley, yeah. He's going to Jamaica today.
I know this one.
They're opening their house and they're taking Evie down. They're so anxious. They would be there. Jesus, they're, you know, they, especially Ben is so. Like I said, I just can't tell you the feeling I have for the president.
What are you able to be more for when you come to this office?
That's right.
You don't have to have a year. That's right. Well, let's see one. Try to see the vote.
You're in pretty fair shape next week.
Tomorrow, I think, well, I'm thinking of the press thing, though. We got to get that. I want to do that.
Keyes, in his new consultative role, I asked to come to the evening at the White House and to the Sinatra
sure.
evening, so he can see how these things. He's never been to a
meeting outside.
Well,
right, Lucy, that's not right.
Okay, they're pretty well set.
Or
so, those two, I think. But we'll see. Get Denton and Reisner in on Monday.
Maybe have one at 3 or one at 4:30, basically.
Okay. Those two plus Stockton.
What about Castro?
Well, apparently he's not one of the leaders or something. It's these two plus Stockton. Stockton was a senior Navy man.
Yeah.
And Reisner, I guess, was a senior Air Force man.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Denton served as the section,
right,
senior Navy man or something. That they're planning a meeting to go over some of these things, the three of them, at some point.
You call
it'd
them
be
back.
Good for you to talk with them first.
Yeah. Well, if you call them back, you might ask them, Tom, I'd like to see each separately. You might tell the gentleman to see the other, but I want to see that.
I told Reisner because I didn't want him to talk to them and find out
I'd
already talked to them.
I want to see these two only, and I want to go. And do we think that after I've seen each separately, that I want to talk separately, we should talk to the three? Why don't you ask them that to work the plan on? Or do you
think plus talk to them?
Oh, well, I guess not.
You might want to see them and Reisner together. They're both here. I'd see them separate, though.
I like them separate. Get more out of a person.
You get much more out of them. And they, each of them is going to be much more free without the other guy there.
You know, it's an interesting thing.
Silence that in any way I have any different view than what you know my view is.
Good.
And he said, oh, I know that. I said, I realize, you know, it's better if we don't talk about it. And we both say we have it. But he said, then he immediately started into it.
How's he going to do it?
He said he'd been debating on that. He said, I've decided the way to do it is just call a press conference.
Great.
He said, what I'll do is I'll call it for about 2 or 3 days ahead.
Right.
He said, let him sue. And he said, you know, I'm the damnedest press corps ever to turn out.
Anyway, in Texas, he's going to do it.
Probably. He may come up here. He's smarter to come up here.
Well, if he can come up here, it'd be great.
I think that's what he'll end up doing.
He ought to call a press conference right up here in the whole White House press corps. Urging to do that. Done. I think he must do it because he's been dead 3 times the press here. And more controversy about it, too.
Yeah. So, he said, I've wondered about that because of all the damn questions and everything. He said, but I've thought it all through and I don't. And I've talked to George and I think I can handle any questions. And I said, Jesus, you have no problem at all answering questions.
You know, it was significant of last night because he was there and he had all the Democrats. Including 3 of them at my table, which are 4. So I'm 15 or 20, so the meeting they built fit in very well, didn't it?
Yeah.
About their being against McGovern. Although a lot of those are just for us, too, now.